typically this time of the year, you'll see a bit of a spike in thefts and theft of firearms as well. Sometimes it can be a bit deceiving because what starts off as a burglary of a vehicle ends up being categorized as a theft of a firearm, which is actually a higher charge than burglary of a vehicle. So where entry is made at times into a vehicle and grab items of value, they might actually come across a firearm, and in a way, that's something that's more valuable than what they were going in looking for in the first place, and then stumble across it. Or there are times where there's criminals that specifically target vehicles hoping to find firearms.
And we have talked on prior occasions, sometimes there's a series of vehicle burglaries where they are unlocked, but it looks like from what you report here, the three vehicles with firearms, someone actually caused damage to get into the vehicles.
That's right, Bill. You know, the owners of these vehicles, they locked their cars, which is great, which is what we highly recommend. Forced entry was made into those vehicles, and the firearms were taken out of all three of those. The difference in those vehicles maybe were, as opposed to some others, is potentially there's some very subtle ideas that would suggest, or subtle stickers and things like that, that would suggest that they do own a firearm. And, at times they can be targeted because of those subtle support stickers and things of, gun rights and gun clubs, things like that.
If you know, staying with these three particular cases, were these vehicles parked in driveways or in front of stores, or what were those circumstances?
Bill, I don't know the circumstances on all of them. I do know that there was one at a local restaurant south of town that was burglarized, and they were kind of spread out all over. I apologize. I don't know all those details.
Well, the reminders remain the same regardless of where the vehicle is, and it does start with keeping those items out of your vehicles if at all possible.
That's absolutely right, Bill. And sometimes our hands are tied and we end up stopping and don't have that luxury of being able to remove a weapon, a firearm, handgun, or long rifle out of the vehicle. But we would obviously suggest that happen anytime they park for any extended period of time, especially at home. Go ahead and take those weapons inside the house. If they're out running errands and those things, we would just hope that they would lock it in the trunk. If that's not available, it certainly needs to be hidden and locked in the vehicle, and make sure that they remove all signs that there might be a firearm in there, like a gun case or an ammunition box or even ear protection that is commonly used by gun users. Those kind of items should be removed from plain sight.
And that would also go for accessories, because if you see the accessories in plain sight, that might trigger someone's thought, well, maybe I'll actually find the guns or whatever else they're looking for when they see a box of ammo, or if they see a phone cord, maybe they're going to find a phone, they think.
You're absolutely right. As far as just good old-fashioned burglary prevention, take any items of value with you. If you don't have that luxury, hide them. And that includes auxiliary cords. It would suggest there might be an electronic device inside the vehicle worth making entry and attempting to steal. So, harden the target, make it a little more difficult for these criminals to take items of value. And specifically with hunting season going on and a lot of traveling that occurs over the holiday season, people do have firearms in their vehicles a little more frequently than maybe they would throughout the rest of the year. So just take that into consideration when you're out there traveling.
And a lot of what you just said also applies as we're talking a week before Black Friday hits and reminding shoppers to keep things as far out of sight as possible.
Absolutely. And I know that there are gun purchases made during the holidays, and I would recommend that if that gun purchase is made, that you immediately drive it home, take it into your house, put it in the safe, and lock it up.
Anything else that I've missed?
No, Bill, I just appreciate you guys working in partnership with us to kind of educate our community and make it a little bit tougher for criminals. We certainly don't want them getting items of sentimental value, items of value, and certainly not handguns or rifles.